Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including Elon Musk's xAI training controversy, NVIDIA versus AMD in the AI chip race, open source AI at Y Combinator, and Apple's delayed AI features for iOS. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the hottest news in artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're embarking on a whirlwind tour of the AI landscape that's reshaping our world faster than you can say machine learning. Buckle up, folks, because we're diving headfirst into a world where AI is tackling everything from climate change to social media shenanigans. It's a digital roller coaster that'll leave you both excited and contemplative about our tech-driven future. Let's kick things off with a story that would make even the most seasoned sci-fi writers raise an eyebrow. Elon Musk, the tech titan and owner of X, formerly Twitter, recently retweeted an altered video of Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, you might be thinking, what's the big deal? People share edited videos all the time. But hold on to your hashtags, because this wasn't just any edit. This video was a crude parody that made it seem like Harris was calling President Biden senile and herself incompetent. It's like someone took a political debate and ran it through a meme generator on steroids. But here's where it gets serious. This incident has ignited a firestorm of controversy about the role of social media in shaping public opinion, especially as we barrel towards another election season. Imagine scrolling through your feed, sipping your morning coffee, when suddenly you stumble upon a video that looks real but is actually a carefully crafted illusion. It's like trying to spot a chameleon at a paint swatch convention, nearly impossible without the right tools and knowledge. The implications of this incident are far-reaching. As AI technology advances at breakneck speed, it's becoming increasingly difficult to distinguish between real and fake content. These deepfakes can spread faster than a viral cat video, potentially misleading voters and influencing democratic processes. But fear not, dear listeners. There are ways we can protect ourselves from falling into the fake content trap. Think of it as developing a superpower, the ability to spot digital deception. Question everything, check your sources, look for telltale signs of manipulation, and use fact-checking tools. It's like playing a high-tech version of Spot the Difference, but with much higher stakes. Now, let's shift gears to another hot topic in the AI world, the training of AI chatbots. Elon Musk, yes, him again, he's like the Kardashian of the tech world, is making waves with his company xAI's chatbot, Grok. But here's the twist that'll make your data privacy sensors tingle. They're training Grok using posts from X. It's like feeding a baby a diet of pure social media. What could possibly go wrong? This raises some interesting privacy concerns that are more tangled than your old wired headphones. By default, your posts on X could be used to train Grok unless you opt out. It's like finding out your embarrassing karaoke videos are being used to teach robots how to sing. Not exactly what you signed up for when you decided to share your thoughts on the latest celebrity gossip. But wait, there's more. Musk is considering having Tesla invest a whopping $5 billion into xAI. It's like the AI version of Pimp My Ride. Imagine your Tesla not just driving itself, but also cracking jokes and giving life advice along the way. Speaking of investments, let's talk about the real MVPs of the AI world, GPUs. NVIDIA's graphics processing units have become the backbone of AI development, and their stock has skyrocketed as a result. We're talking a 147% jump in value over the past year. It's like NVIDIA found the cheat code to the stock market game and is playing on easy mode while everyone else is stuck on expert. But NVIDIA isn't the only player in this high-stakes game. AMD is nipping at their heels with more affordable AI processors. It's like the AI chip market is having its own fast and furious moment. High-stakes racing with billions of dollars on the line and probably a lot of dramatic one-liners. Now, let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. The AI market could be worth up to $4.4 trillion annually by 2030. That's not just a pie in the sky, it's an entire bakery floating in the clouds, serving up a smorgasbord of technological delights. But AI isn't just about making money, it's also rolling up its virtual sleeves to tackle one of humanity's greatest challenges, climate change. Picture this. AI-powered traffic systems reducing congestion and emissions in our bustling cities, potentially cutting urban emissions by up to 20%. It's like having a super smart traffic cop working 24/7 to keep our cities moving smoothly and breathing easier. Out in the countryside, smart farming techniques are boosting crop yields without guzzling resources. AI-driven precision agriculture can analyze soil conditions, weather patterns, and crop health, allowing farmers to apply water, fertilizers, and pesticides only where and when they're needed. It's like giving every farmer a green thumb powered by supercomputers. AI is also becoming a crystal ball for our climate, processing vast amounts of data to forecast climate patterns with unprecedented accuracy. This isn't just academic. It's helping communities prepare for extreme weather events and informing long-term policy decisions. It's like having a meteorologist from the future guiding our climate strategies. But before we get too starry-eyed about our AI future, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room, or should I say, the energy-guzzling supercomputer in the room. While AI is busy saving the planet, it's also developing quite the appetite for electricity. Training a single AI model can emit as much carbon as 5 cars in their lifetimes. Talk about a power-hungry helper. This energy consumption paradox is one of the biggest challenges facing the AI industry today. Now, let's talk jobs. AI in the workplace is like that new coworker who's both incredibly helpful and slightly terrifying. On one hand, it might make some jobs obsolete faster than you can say automation, but before you start planning your early retirement, here's the silver lining. AI is also opening up entirely new job sectors and supercharging productivity. The World Economic Forum predicts that while AI may displace 85 million jobs by 2025, it could also create 97 million new ones. These aren't just numbers, they represent a fundamental shift in how we work and what kind of skills are valued in the job market. The key here is adaptability. As AI takes over more routine tasks, human workers will need to focus on skills that AI can't easily replicate, things like emotional intelligence, creativity, and complex problem solving. But hold on to your ethical hats, because we're about to venture into the murky waters of AI in warfare. Autonomous weapon systems, often referred to as killer robots, are raising eyebrows and ethical questions faster than you can say Terminator. The implications are, to put it mildly, concerning. It's clear that we need some serious global governance to keep our AI friends on the straight and narrow. On a brighter note, open source AI models are stealing the spotlight, democratizing access to powerful AI tools. It's like watching the birth of a tech revolution in real time. Suddenly, David has a shot at taking on Goliath in the tech arena. Small startups and individual developers can now access and build upon sophisticated AI models that were once the exclusive domain of tech giants. This democratization of AI has the potential to accelerate innovation dramatically. We're talking about faster development of AI applications in fields like healthcare, education, and scientific research. But as Uncle Ben told Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. The accessibility of these models means they could potentially be misused, raising concerns about deepfakes, misinformation, and malicious software. Before we wrap up, let's take a quick detour to Apple Land. It looks like we'll have to wait a bit longer for those shiny new AI features on our iPhones and iPads. Apple Intelligence, originally slated for a September debut, is now aiming for an October release. When it finally arrives, it promises to make Siri smarter, your notifications more relevant, and web browsing a breeze with on-the-fly summaries. So, what's the takeaway from today's AI whirlwind tour? AI is shaping up to be the Swiss Army knife of the 21st century. Incredibly versatile, potentially game-changing, but also requiring careful handling. From combating climate change to reshaping our economy, from democratizing tech to revolutionizing our devices, AI is leaving its digital fingerprints on every aspect of our lives. As we navigate this brave new world, it's crucial to stay informed and engaged. The challenges are real, from energy consumption and job displacement to ethical concerns and potential misuse. But so are the opportunities for innovation, for solving global problems, and for creating a more equitable and sustainable world. Keep your ears to the ground and your minds open, folks. The AI revolution is here, and it's up to us to shape it for the better. Until next time, keep your circuits charged and your algorithms optimized. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.